And now the game where we reward a life well lived with 10 minutes poorly spent. It's called Not My Job. Charlie Pride is a legend in country music, not only one of the first African American stars in country. He sold more records for RCA than anybody not named Elvis Presley. And he also is the only country star who can hit a curveball. Charlie Pride, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Now, you had we found out you had a background suited to a great country singer. You grew up poor in Mississippi, is that right?
Yep.
we read 11 siblings?
8 boys and 3 girls.
And,
wow.
and what was that like?
Well, you sleep 3 and 4 to bed. I used to wake up and my brother that I'm next to, his toes right in my nose like that.
His toes in your nose. That sounds actually like a country song right there. And when you were a young man living there, did you think, I'll get out of this and I'll write country music about this someday?
No. I wanted to do something other than pick cotton, grew up in Mississippi. I remember when Jackie Robinson first went to the major leagues, I was picking cotton beside my dad, and I said, you know, here's my way out of this cotton field. So my dream was to go to the major leagues and break all the records. By the time I was 35 or 36, then I would sing.
Oh, I see. So you're going to postpone your career as a music star, right, and be a baseball star first.
Right.
But you actually had talent. You were a very good player, right?
I was with the Angels in 61. I made it there. I just didn't stay. I cracked my elbow in Sykes, Missouri. I had all three.
I have no idea what you just
mean?
Meant, but it sounded terrible. What was that?
No. That's the Hammer fastball.
The fastball.
Oh. It's curveball.
Yeah.
Let's change up.
Yeah.
Make it.
Wow.
So that was my ambition to do that.
Yeah. So, but you were on the major leagues for 1 year, you said, in 61 for the Angels?
No, I just about 2 or 3 weeks.
Hey! More than me, man. You held my respect.
Yeah. But I'm still in baseball because I'm part owner of the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, so, you are. You're part owner. And
I'm in the Country Music Hall of Fame now.
I was about to mention that.
All right, that's good. Wouldn't it have been nice? See, I did the anthem I played in the Old Negro League, and they put out, I forget how many, in the Hall of Fame, and they got me to do both anthems.
Right.
At Cooperstown.
Right, when they put those Negro League players in, yeah.
Yeah, the Negro League players. So, wouldn't it be something to think about, say, me in the Cooperstown Hall of Fame, with this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guarantee you, I bet you, Cooperstown Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame, whoever would it do it anymore?
That's true, you'd be the only one. But here's the thing.
Also, I think if you really want to get in the Hall of Fame, or at least have a Major League Baseball record, if you walked out on the field and just stood there and had one pitch throw to you, you might be the oldest man to ever play in a baseball game. So you might have a record there.
Yeah.
And if you're a part owner of the team, just, you know, tap somebody on the shoulder and be like, sit down, bub, and then walk out, pick a bat up.
Well, Charlie Pride, we have invited you here today to play a game that this time we're calling...
My Last Name is Shame.
Now, your actual name is Charlie Pride. Well, we thought it'd be interesting then to ask a man named Pride about people who experienced shame. So we're going to ask you 3 multiple choice questions. If you get 2 right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners. Bill, who is Charlie Pride playing for?
Greg Anderson of Dallas, Texas.
All right. All right. Here's the first question. So NASA, the space agency, has had a number of reasons to blush over the years, such as which of these? One of these happened. A, when the astronauts in Apollo 8, the first to orbit the moon, discovered one day into the trip that there was no bathroom on board. B, when NASA erased the only footage of the first moon landing so they could reuse the tape. Or C, NASA's first design for a spacesuit for a woman astronaut featured a short skirt. Which of these was a real mistake that NASA made?
So I got to get 1 or 2 out of that?
So one is they forgot to put a bathroom in the spaceship. Second one is they erased the videotape of the first moon landing because they wanted to reuse the tape.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe that? They do. Or the last one, which you don't like, is that they designed a spacesuit for a woman with a short skirt.
So the first
one was they forgot to put a bathroom in the spaceship.
Oh, they had that.
All right.
So you don't believe any of them.
So you know, but one of them is true, Charlie. You got to pick.
This was the first landing?
This is... Yes! It was the video... It was the videotape of the first moon landing. Neil Armstrong, those guys.
They had it?
They had it. Though they think, the audience thinks...
I mean, but Neil Armstrong had it, though.
NASA had it. Well, he didn't have, like, a camcorder.
He was the first on the moon.
He was.
Yeah.
They think it's bees.
You gotta pick one.
The middle one is...
Middle one is B.
Erased.
That's the one. Are you going to pick that one?
I don't want to. You want me to go with the audience?
They do. It? Well, they want you to.
They want
you. You can do whatever you want.
I did.
So which one?
I did.
Oh, you went with them? They're saying B. You're going to go with B? Yes, it is B. Budgets were tight. Videotape is expensive. So the original tapes were erased so they could reuse them. Fortunately, somebody found a copy in an archive. Okay, here's your next question. There have been a lot of mistakes made in your business, music. Decca Records once made a terrible mistake. What was it? A, they decided to ignore cassette tapes as a fad and bet the company on a return to wax cylinders. B, they signed Charlie Manson as an in-house songwriter and producer. Or C, they passed on signing the Beatles and signed the other band that auditioned that day, Brian Poole and the Tremolos.
I ain't never heard of the Tremolos.
Let me put it this way. The fact that you have never heard of them would indicate that it would have been a mistake to sign them instead of the Beatles. So that would fit that you haven't heard of them.
So that means that they didn't do nothing.
Exactly. So, you ready?
Yeah.
C?
Yeah.
All right, C, yes.
There you go. Yeah, baby. You got two right, Charlie. You're on a roll,
there
man.
There you go. We can get this one.
You got two right.
Your last mistake is from the world of finance. A Japanese stock market trader once lost his company hundreds of millions of dollars. Through what mistake? A, he accepted mint Beanie Babies for payment for a stock trade. B, he made a big investment in Dippin' Dots, the ice cream of the future. Or C, instead of once selling one share for 610,000 yen, he sold 610,000 shares for 1 yen.
Dippin' Dots.
Yep.
Dippin' Dots.
You're going to go for Dippin' Dots?
I don't know what that is.
That's the ice cream of the future.
And 1 yen for...
Yeah, he made a mistake. Instead of, like, getting... He sold two... It's... That's just the right answer. Pick that one.
You remember when you sang the national anthem? You said, oh, say, can you see... It's like the SATs. Yeah. C is the right answer. Yeah. More than half the time.
Whatever you say.
All right, it's C. There you go. Put the wrong number in the wrong space. Bill, how did Charlie Pride do in our quiz?
Charlie was amazing and got all three right.
There you go. Charlie Pride is a legend of country music. You can see him on tour starting in April. Tickets and more information at charliepride.com. Charlie Pride, thank you so much for joining us.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess